Jake Shoemaker, pulling him backwards, but they say forward motion has a yard gain, 3rd and 9.
Yeah, credit that Harbor Beach defensive line again. So far, these Laker running backs have not been able to get between the tackles. Their only big gain where they got the first down was when they kicked it outside and got to the sideline.
Harbor Beach defending with their heads down but eyes up and jumping out of their tackles at the last second and just gumming up all holes opened up by the Laker offense.
So far, they have the defenders on the D-line have not gotten moved from their spots yet.
Now 3rd and 9. Receiver winds to the left. And we have a encroachment now as Lakers was going for the hard count. And it's going to be against number 73, Jonas Herman. Next season is 75, Josh Wan. And that is going to be 5 yards walked off for the encroachment. And now it's 3rd and 4.
It's a manageable 3rd and 4. So far, that's 2 penalties that have put that Harbor Beach defense what was a very good position in 3rd and long. The last one was a personal foul that gave him an automatic first down. This one gives Lakers a manageable 3rd and 4.
3rd and 4 for the Lakers from their own 37-yard line. Receiver wide, same formation, 2 men in the backfield, Diaz and Dubes. And it's a reverse around the outside to Dustin Cady trying to get somewhere, pushing that group forward and gets across the first down marker. Finally comes to a halt at the 43-yard line. A 6-yard gain when they only needed 4, and 1st and 10 for the Green and Whites.
Number 74, Austin Ginther with the tackle.
Lakers fired up, good energy in this, on the field and in the stands tonight, as what's turning out to be an absolutely beautiful, pure Michigan evening. Out here in, well, we're inside, but we're in polos, everyone else maybe in a sweatshirt at most in the stands. 1st and 10 for the Lakers. Cady in motion. Now going to be lead blocker to the right. And for Diaz, who gets the handoff, gets through the line, and finally is brought down the 49-yard line as there is getting a little chippy in the trenches. Diaz, though, when all said and done, gets about 6 yards marked off. He's at the 49-yard line, and now is 2nd and 4.
The senior George Sutherland making the tackle.
Bodies were flying all over the place.
Yeah, you're gonna start to see these teams really get into it now as the blood starts flowing a little bit. The hitting's only gonna get harder as we move on.
1:20 left in the first, 13-0 Harbor Beach over Lakers. Lakers with the ball right in front of your booth here, left to right across your radio on the right hash at their own 49-yard line. Post with the snap, hands it off to Diaz around the right end, has room to run, has the first down. Lowers the shoulder and is finally pushed out of bounds right at the 40-yard line. An 11-yard gain for number 18. He's slippery, and it's a first down for the Lakers.
Yeah, and again, another nice open field tackle by number 10, Josh Shelkey, the junior, preventing that gain from being any bigger. But again, lining up 2 fullbacks in front of Diaz, he used them to fill the holes up the middle and bounce to the outside for another big gain. We'll see if Harbor Beach can adjust. They're doing well plugging up the middle, but they're not ready for the kick out to the outside.
Cady in the slot to the left, now in motion to the right. Almost a power eye as they hand it off to Diaz. And Josh Wan jumped out of his tackle at the 38-yard line, forcing only a 2-yard gain for Diaz. And now 2nd and 8 from the Harbor Beach 38.
Josh Wan with a great tackle there as he got them long arms wrapped around and drove him right to the ground.
We've seen him really grow as a player here through the first 4, now 5 weeks of the season.
Yeah, he's really matured. He got some time last year, did him some good, and he's really stepped up this year as a senior on that defensive line.
Power eye to the left. 2nd and 8 for the Lakers in Harbor Beach territory. Hands it off to Dubes around the right side, and not much going there. No gain on the play, as number 3 was the first man on the scene, Colin Cook, and he had assistance with 2 other jerseys.
Yeah, Travis Essmaker stood him up as Colin Cook come and finished up the job. Again, though, 3 Harbor Beach defenders to meet the running back at the line of scrimmage.
And according to the spot, it's actually a loss of 1, now a 3rd and 9. 22 seconds left in the first quarter, 13-0. Harbor Beach leads the hosting Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Soothing colors coming over on this early evening, just outside in between Elkton and Pigeon, As Post rolling to his left, looking to pass. It's nearly intercepted, tipped by Austin Seltz, intended receiver at the 29-yard line was number 83, Ian Snyder. One through the hands of Seltz, one through the hands of Snyder. Incomplete, now 4th and 9 to end the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW, Harbor Beach by 13. Lakers still yet to score.
As time passes and the leaves change with the seasons, your smartphone should change with them. And this fall, Thumb Cellular has a great selection of smartphones to keep you from getting stuck in the past. Optimize your smartphone experience with the LG Optimus F5, priced at just $39. Or try the HTC Deluxe with an 8-megapixel camera that will make Snapchatting pictures of your kids' pumpkins as easy as pumpkin pie. Thumb Cellular is also offering the Motorola Razr Max with a colossal 16 gigabytes of onboard memory for just $159. And feed your desire for free stuff with the HTC Desire with built-in Wi-Fi and GPS navigation. This one is absolutely free with contract. Terms of service apply. So this fall, make like a leaf and change with the times. Head to your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and get your hands on a new smartphone.
Second quarter now beginning. Lakers with the ball still. And now showing an eye formation. Now breaking out into the spread. They have trips to the left, two to the right. Post in the backfield by himself on 4th down and 9. Passing to his right. And this one's nearly intercepted. Number 2, Travis Esmaker, broke up the pass. Pass was intended for number 3, Evan Shemka. And a little trickery for Lakers did not bode well for them. Harbor Beach almost expected it.
Well, it was the team that got confused was actually Lakers on the near side of the field. They had 3 receivers. It looked like a screen pass was going to be set up over here because none of those 3 receivers on this side of the field left the line of scrimmage. So I'm not sure if they missed the call, if it was supposed to be a screen pass or not. But anyways, an incomplete pass knocked down by S-Maker. Nice job.
And 1st and 10 for Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft scrambling with the keeper. Across midfield has the first down and finally brought down to the Laker 47-yard line. It's a 14-yard gain. Move the chains for Harbor Beach.
And Terrence Dube made the tackle, but not after he was drugged 5 to 6 yards before he eventually brought him down. Again, that read option becomes dangerous.
And Let's Talk Sports at 92.1 now reporting Marlette leading Ubley 21-6 after the extra point was good for Marlette. So Marlette really opening things up quickly against Ubley.
Yeah, I see they just had a passing touchdown, and again, their extra point kicker is 3 for 3 tonight.
1st and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates in our game here at the Laker 47. Eli Kraft looking, passing to his left in what should be a screen pass to Josh Shelke. It's complete, has the first down, breaks free of 2 tackles at the 41 and the 36, and they say he stepped out of bounds at the 36, and so it's going to be an 11-yard reception, complete, and move the chains. Yet again, clock stopped momentarily with 11:26 left.
A dominant guardian pushed him out of bounds. Eli Kraft, though, Clark, just, you know, watching him last year in that playoff run and watching him so far tonight, he is so dangerous on the move as he's shifty with the ball and can throw the ball accurately with some strength on the run. He's a very dangerous player.
Kraft and Seltz in the shotgun formation with a spread, and it's a quick handoff to Austin Seltz. Gets down to about the 32-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5 yards, actually 4 yards, 2nd and 6.
Brandon Stein gets his first tackle of the night.
Harbor Beach comes into this game with a 4-game win streak over the Lakers dating back to 2003. They did not play 2006 through 2011. Renewed the rivalry last year, 2012, where Harbor Beach won 56-0 in HB. 2nd and 6, Kraft rolling to his right, looking to pass. Not there much going there, so has to keep it. He's down to the 30, down to the 25, across the 20, and gets upended at the 19 by number 8, Brady Post, the defensive back, making the stop, but not until they move the chains yet again.
Yeah, and a nice hit by Brady Post. Also, the opposing quarterback playing defensive back had a few words. Him and Kraft exchanged a few words, But a nice tackle by him and maybe a touchdown-saving tackle.
They're discussing quarterback strategy.
I'm sure.
13-yard gain for Eli Kraft and a first and 10 inside the 20 at the 18 of Lakers. 10:35 left in the first half.